The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
We'll say true that, yeah? Cool. I'm going to play out there, brother. Ooh. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, friends, you know who we are. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them, Americans. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, uploads, videos, CBS taking another shot at the ministry here, you can go ahead and check those out online as well. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go to my personal page, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E. Two different pages, one personal, and one is a fan page. So like them both. A lot of cool information, keeping everybody abreast as to what's going on nationally, locally, what's going on with the ministry, our effectiveness. Because for those that didn't know, I'm going to tell you, this is the radio show, friends, where we're actually turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. So aside of that, if you'd also like to check me on Twitter, my Twitter account is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, and phone lines are accessible today if you'd like to jump on the air and let 53 countries as well as several affiliates across the country letting them know what your thoughts are. That phone number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's important for people to know the truth, because it's the truth that makes men free, not the lie, not the compromise. We know what compromise is, friends, where two men get together and they agree on what they both know is wrong. We don't need that. We need the truth. The truth is going to make us free. And in saying that, friends, have you ever heard of this one before? I think this is awesome stuff. It was Harriet Tubman, the abolitionist. She was actually a slave. I believe she died in her 90s. And what she had did is she ran to throughout the United States of America at that time when we had slavery in the colonies and in the states. She would go around and liberating, and she would set them free. And this is what she said. She said, "I freed 1,000 slaves," and she said, "I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves." Now, if you go to Hosea 6, what does he say? My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If you go to Thomas Jefferson, he said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Now, we go back to Andrew Jackson, President Andrew Jackson, 7th President of the United States. He said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And he also, if we go back a little bit further to the first president of the United States, the father of our nation, his name was George Washington, he said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. So what we want to do, instead of magnifying the problems today, how about we magnify our foundations? You know, King David used to say, Lord, put my feet in an even place. He would say, Lord, bring me out of the miry clay. Put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. Well, until you put your feet upon the rock, you're not going to establish anything. So what I want to do today, friends, is I want you to understand something that you may have not in the past. I want to give you knowledge so you can understand where you're at, what we can do to establish and reestablish our nation, because we don't need a revolution, friends. We need restoration. And we want to do everything that we can possibly do in a peaceful manner, if possible. And I believe that we can do that because, again, the foundations are still there. But let me tell you again what Harriet Tubman rightly said. She said, I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have been freed 1,000 more, she said, if only they knew they were slaves. So a man doesn't know he's a slave until you actually liberate him from his slavery. And again, what I said at the offset is the fact that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You know, I went online this morning and someone in the crew actually posted a video. And it's an alien that comes to the earth and he begins to talk to a human being. And he starts asking, what is government? And so this alien's being objective, everything to as to what this man is saying, what government is. And it's actually called Government Explained. If you'd like to see that, it will be posted on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And in saying that, to say this, what's interesting about it, friends, is even throughout the duration of the video, if you catch it, the man says to the alien that we're a democracy, when in fact we're not a democracy. So I don't know if he's speaking from the fact that he's from England or he's talking about the states. Because over there, they probably believe that they're a democracy, too, when in fact, they may well very well may be. But over here, we are not. We are a constitutional republic. But in saying that, if you want to check the video out, it's called Government Explained. It's about a nine-minute video. It's cartoonish. It's very, well, it's very interesting. It's very unique. It's very thought-provoking, friends. And I do value your opinion as to what your take is from this video, but I think 99% of the video is very thought-provoking in the sense of, it's again, it's objective thinking to an alien coming to the United States, to the Earth and saying, so what does government do? So you're telling me, for example, the government, the alien asks the human, you know, so you give money to the government to go to other countries to kill people, and yet you say, the alien saying this to the person, the human, and yet you say they work for you? How does that work? And it just goes on. Again, it's very thought-provoking, friends. And again, if you'd like to check that out, it's called Government Explained. It will be up on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio, give me your thoughts, because again, it's very important that we get this information out there, folks. We need objective thinking. And the only way that you can have objective thinking, friends, is the fact that you know your foundations. And once we begin to understand our foundations, guess what it's going to expose? All the deviations while in the crooked stick in which is laid next to the straight one. So what I want to do before we get into this really quick is I want to understand the presuppositions upon which the American view is based on and be able to identify these presuppositions in the text of the Declaration of Independence. And this is awesome because I want to take you line upon line, precept upon precept, and it is basic stuff. Folks, we don't need an alien to come to America. We don't need an alien to come to the earth, and I hope everybody knows that I'm being facetious, to begin to become, or actually to become objective. No, what we need to know is our stuff, so when the alien comes, we can explain to him how stupid we really are, and we need to straighten out our mess, because at length, that's what the alien's asking us anyways. Why are you tolerating this? Well, let me lay a foundation for you, friends. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll come back, and we'll have a little fun. Again, check out that video, friends, with that little alien being objective with the human.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there is a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions. And really, above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God. Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Without fail, it always gets me. 1-877-807-9977. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, what we are looking for is restoration, not revolution. Right? We're looking for restoration, not revolution. I bet this just kills the left communist wax, doesn't it? I mean, Bradley's not inciting domestic insurrection. Nope. Folks, our mission is not to bring about a revolutionary one, but rather that we see the need to restore a constitutional system because it's just there. Friends, that's all we have to do is pick up the broom and sweep off the foundations because the foundations are still there. You know, it was Senator John Glenn that said we could not enact most of the laws that we act around here or enact around here if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution. Well, what happens when we the people, follow the rule of the Constitution? Well, that's all we have to do is pick up the broom and remove them. Remove all the policies that are covering constitutional law. That's how you liberate a people. David said, I will walk at liberty. Why? Because he keeps the law. Common sense, right? A free man is a law abider. One that's in jail is one that does not abide by the laws of the land, correct? Yeah, the Constitutional Republic. Folks, what we seem to be ignorant of is our form of government, and let me just tell you right off the bat, we are a constitutional republic. We're ignorant of our American history and heritage. As a matter of fact, in today's America, most Americans know very little about America and what it means to be an American or what beliefs and values define America. And on the Sons of Liberty, we continuously, rhetorically, inundate you with the fact of where you came from, who you are, who's the author of government. The result is we don't have the basic tools we need to do our duty as citizens. So what you have to do is you have to come to this, basically to the variety of reasons through the study that we're going to share with you in just a minute here. So you have concerns or dissatisfied with the economy, bailouts, wars, health care, property rights, rights to self-defense, generally believing something about America and how it's broken. Are we lost at sea? It seems that we are. You know, again, friends, if I might remind you, it's interesting how many people have to die, how many wars the people of this that are on this globe, they have to go through before the fact that they agree with God. Because isn't it interesting that millions of people die? Cities are destroyed. Lives are destroyed. Countries are destroyed. Governments are destroyed. And then what happens shortly thereafter? They always return to God. They shouldn't have left him in the first place. But yet Scripture tells us not to do wickedly by departing from the living God. David said that in Psalm 119. And every time we get away from God, we get in trouble, and then we wonder why. So can we restore lawful government? Yep, we can. And thankfully, the documents are still here. Takes you about an hour, hour and a half, friends, to read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the such. You can even go back to the Mayflower Compact, the Federalist Papers, and the such. But our belief is that fundamentally we have lost our way because we don't think like Americans anymore. And it's true. And yet there's so many people out there that call themselves patriots when in fact they're not patriotic at all. Patriot means in Webster's 1828 to uphold dying laws. What laws? God's laws. What is the relevance of God and his word to law and governments? Well, this is what we're going to get into, friends. So let's start off by going presupposition. And what is presupposition? These are lawyer terms. Isn't it interesting how these politicians, they like to talk about the Constitution while they violate it continuously, and the only way that they can get away with that is because of the ignorance of the American people? So presuppositions, these are the things which are accepted as true before an argument can commence. It means they always have been. The earth abideth, right? God is faithful unto 1,000 generations. God is. You know, what's interesting about that is, you know, I was taking a course with the other guy just last week, and he started talking about presuppositions. And presuppositions are what lawyers have to make reference to. And the way that they make distinction, and the very reason that they have a job, is because they make reference to right and wrong through God the giver of law. And what was interesting is I brought up the question. I said, so presupposition, how does an atheist object? Well, what he does is he denies the existence. Well, you know how you confuse an atheist, friends, is you just ask him how to make the distinction between right and wrong. And then if he tells you what's right and what's wrong, and really what it comes down to is idolatry because he wants to be God, he has to acknowledge God. Because if he thinks it's okay for example, I say to him, so is it okay for me to go ahead and kill you then, Mr. Atheist? He's going to say no, and I'm going to say, who told you that? Well, the laws protect us. He's got to admit this. Whose laws? Well, the laws of our government. Okay, who's the founder? Who's the author of that government? He always, folks, they can't get away from it. Again, how do you confuse an atheist? Just ask him to tell you what's right and wrong and make reference to it. They can't get away from it. And P.S., by the way, now you understand why God called the atheist, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Psalm 14. And what's interesting about atheism, and by the way, in 1792 or 1793, Ben Franklin said that an atheist was unheard of in this country. Of course it was, because there's a war going on, and there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole, friends. But let's get on with these general presuppositions. Oh, one more point. Communism begins where atheism begins. So when you see a bunch of individuals as, well, you know what's interesting is I can look at a builder and say that there is a builder. I can look at, I'm sorry, a building and say that there's a builder. I can look at a painting and say there's a painter, but I can't look at creation and say that there's a creator. See how foolish that is? That's called willful stupidity, friends. Willful blindness. Vladimir Lenin said, communism begins where atheism begins. So, okay, so aside of that, friends, I'm just getting in the way, sorry. General presuppositions. Let's go back to the Constitution. Let's go, namely, to the Declaration of the Independence. General presuppositions that truth exists and is absolute, objective and unchanging. I love that. Objective and unchanging God is. Immutable. God is unchangeable. He will never change. That's what is so awesome about the God of heaven. I'm faithful to 1,000 generations. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you go back over to Malachi 3:16. I am the Lord thy God, I change not. You know, as a matter of fact, King Solomon in his wisdom said, we're not to be given over to those that basically promulgate or perpetuate change. And that's all you're seeing through this administration. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to rock you away. Because remember what Barack Hussein Obama said on the eve of the elections in 2008. He wanted to fundamentally transform the United States of America. That means he wants to war against and remove our foundations. And that's exactly what he's been doing since day one. See, when we make reference to law, politicians cannot. If we stand to presuppositions with who we are, where we came from who God is, and unchangeable, immutable. Hey, folks, Satan himself can't do anything outside of the jurisdiction of the church standing, because it was God that said the church, of the church. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, as long as we're willing to hold their feet to the fire. But a general presupposition is the truth exists and is absolute, objective, and unchanging. Going to the Declaration of Independence, bringing forth the parallel, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Amen. Specific presuppositions contained in the Declaration of Independence. There is a God, absolutely. He is the giver of government, Exodus 18:21. That all men are created equal. See, I'm bringing you forth and paralleling the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. There is a God. We acknowledge him because that's where we, as the American people, receive our rights. Again, going to the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal. Of course, under law, friends. Let's not forget that part. You know, we hear equality all day long. Yes, equality, equality, equality. Equality under what? Equality under law, that we're all created equal. There has to be law. Number two, rights come from God. They are endowed, says the Declaration of Independence, by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, unchangeable, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's what's so awesome about God's moral law, friends, is it preserves life. And it brings forth consequence to crime. So rights come from him. Number three, what is the purpose of civil government? Is to protect God-given rights. When you begin to understand this perspective and understanding your Constitution, you're going to begin to understand the church's purposes and how they're to work with civil government, hand in glove. Not apart, but together. And what's the great lie that's been perpetuated? Lines between church and state. That's a whole nother topic. But folks, the purpose of civil government is found in the Declaration of Independence. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about the American view of law and government and talking about specific presuppositions, things that have always been. And we're paralleling the Declaration of Independence . We'll go over to number four. All civil government is derived from the consent of the people. All civil government is derived through the consent of the people, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, saith the Declaration of Independence. Deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. You can never complain about a government, friends, that derives their just powers from the consent of you. Because really, when we complain about government, we're complaining about what we tolerate. Government is an extension of the American people. Whenever a government becomes a destructive of this purpose, the people have a right and a duty to alter or abolish it. Going back to the Declaration of Independence, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. Folks, look to your forefathers. What is the Declaration of Independence? It was a document that separated the colonies from a tyrant named King George. They said, we've had it, no more. What is the 4th of July about, friends? Independence. Independence from what? Tyranny. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. Folks, this is the American view of law of government, which is based on a biblical worldview, and it's an application of the Bible and God's law to civil government and the body politic. Isn't it interesting that in governmental proceedings, it starts out with a preacher? That is scripture, friends. Isn't it interesting that the Supreme Court, they start they end with a prayer, God save the United States of America, as they deny him in their actions. Folks, the functions of civil government, it is given the power of the sword, force, in order to restrain the exercise of sin. What is sin? 1 John 3:4, it's anything contrary to God's moral law. Romans 13 says, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he is the minister of God, folks, to those that represent we the people, to thee for good. But if I'll do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, and a revenger to execute wrath upon them that do evil. That's government. It's to enforce God's standard of right and wrong. It's derived from, extracted from Romans 13, 3 through 4. To maintain order so Christians and others can practice right living. That's found in 1 Timothy 2:2. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. See, that explains why those that serve we the people put their hand on the Bible. Right? They're swearing to God and asking God for help to maintain the Constitution, to uphold the Constitution of the United States, not to tear down, in agreement with His Word, in agreement with the lawgiver, not to be at odds with the lawgiver, but to flow in the same direction with the lawgiver. See, now what you have is you have an administration over the last four and five administrations reminding the American people that we're a democracy when we're not. In other words, mob rule. Whatever the people want. No, baloney. That's contrary to who we are, friends. It always has been and it always will be. So let's bring forth a comparison of American and alternate views of government. So there are other views of government and its purposes that are not biblical. Socialist view. Yet American complains about the socialist all day. Marxist view. Yet America complains about the Marxist view all day. Communist view. Yet America complains about the communist view. Folks, this is all un-American stuff. So when we can compare the views by thinking of certain of their attributes, let's go to the elements of biblical versus pagan. A pagan view is this. State is divine. They rule the roost. State authority is unlimited. It leads to state worship resulting in tyranny. Based on what? Guess what, friends? Evolution. Evolution. Baloney. But a biblical view of government is state is divinely ordained, which it is. State authority is limited, which it is. It leads to patriotism. Of course, it does result in republic based on creation. So again, America was founded on the biblical view, but the pagan view is in operation today. So folks, what we see is un-American. It's unconstitutional. So the transparent disconnect between what our documents contain and how our government operates, founding documents and intentional structure of our government, is American and Christian, but our practices are communist and pagan? Well, that's rather hypocritical in every sense of the word, is it not? Of course it is. This disconnect causes dissension, chaos, and unhappiness and can lead to unrest. That's exactly what you're saying. And what is it? It's a departure from God and His moral law. That's why when you look at civil buildings in the United States of America, you see Moses and the Ten Commandments. Right in the state of Minnesota here, friends, just saying, just so you might know, I can go into the state Supreme Court right now, and I can see Moses behind the Supreme Court justices in their seats awaiting the divine law. When I walk out the door from them chambers, the Supreme Court chambers in the state of Minnesota, it says right above that door, it says where the law ends, tyranny begins. So if tyranny begins, it means we're not being ruled by God's moral law anymore. And don't sit there and call it a theocracy, friends, and, oh, you know, Bradley, are you saying this? And try to demean obedience to God, friends. That's foolishness. You undo yourself that way. And if you're one of those that are sitting there complaining about, well, I don't want to be ruled by God. Well, then who do you want to be ruled by? Do you want to be ruled by communists and the pagan ideologies? Well, then don't complain. Because what you're complaining about when you look at those communists and those pagans is the fact that they are not being ruled by God. What, you want them to be ruled by God, but you yourself don't want to be ruled by God? And therein lies the problem in America right there. You want government to obey, but you want to disobey? No, that's never going to fly, friends. That's holding the truth and unrighteousness. And do you remember what it says in Exodus 20 when he gave the moral law? He said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That means practice what you preach. And again, don't complain about what you tolerate. I mean, it's like a parent. It reminds me, you know, it's interesting. Just a side note, I love bunny trails, friends. My mom used to sit there and smoke her cigarettes all day long. She'd roll the windows up because she wanted to get her money's worth. She used to chew on them things, and it's like, Mom, why don't you just put a little ketchup on them? Well, my mom died of emphysema a year and a half ago. You know what she used to say to me and my brother? You don't ever want to smoke these rotten things. You don't ever want to smoke these rotten things. In other words, do as I say, but don't do as I do, right? That does not fly before a holy, a just and a holy God. Especially when it's the very, folks, the very throne of God is righteousness and judgment. God is known by the judgments that he executes, Psalm 916, Psalm 97. But let's go on here. The disconnect between God and the communists and the pagan ideology creates what? Dissension, chaos, and unhappiness. What are you seeing? You're seeing an administration actually provoke domestic insurrection, incite domestic insurrection. And he's doing this in the face of the American people. And the reason the American people are allowing him to do it is because they believe that he can do it. No, he does not have a right to break the law, friends, just like you don't. God gave us rights to uphold and maintain the law, not to tear them down. You confuse freedom, my friends, with licentiousness. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. And if you think I'm kidding, try it with a cop. Go as fast as you want to, and when he pulls you over, tell him, you can't do that to me. We're free to go ahead and do what we want to do. No, he's going to say to you, you're not free to break the law. And he's going to look at you, and he's going to call you a dummy. Folks, it's the same thing for those that serve we the people, those that represent we the people. Again, they don't have the right to break the law. And I don't know where the American people are getting off thinking that this president and this administration and those in government have the right to be communists and to follow the pagan ideology. And the only reason that they do it is because those that they represent allow them to do it. Historical factors contributing to American culture disconnect and dissension. Revolution in American thought. American institutions promote anti-American values and ideas, and they let them do it. Look at Common Core in the public education system. Confusion. Promotion of everything that's un-American. Ungodly. Look at No Child Left Behind. Look at International Baccalaureate. It's a global scheme. A false understanding of separation of church and state. For those that didn't know, Thomas Jefferson was the president of the United States, as was he the president of public schools in the D.C. district. The two books that were prerequisited, or actually by Thomas Jefferson, those that he preferred, was the Watts Hymnals and the Bible. It was to bar the government from establishing a national religion, friends. Do your homework. Number three, U.S. Supreme Court case, Engle versus Vitale. You can check that out. Many attribute it to the failure of the American churches. Of course it is. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, guess what else goes? Everything else. And you have 300,000 pulpits in America that are letting it go. And by the way, for the most part, they don't even know the Constitution. So if you want to jump on a constitutional course that's well worth it, go ahead and give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
The other guy with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Liberty. Folks, we're going to have to do this quick. I got Jake out at the Minnesota State Fair, the other guy. You there, Jake? Okay, we don't have Jake. We'll just kind of try that one again. Was that Jake? Did we have the other guy calling in live from the Minnesota State Fair? If we can get
live from the state.
Oh, we got him.
Yes.
There you are.
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
We're on roll. It's very loud here, so I apologize for the background noise. But as a matter of fact, we just had a radio show listener stop by the booth, and he was chatting with me, which is why I'm a little tardy on getting onto the air here.
Tardy?
But we're here.
Okay.
Tardy.
Okay.
As in late, like in school. Tardy.
Okay, Jake, I'm not to the point yet, actually, as to where I wanted to bring us about, because I keep getting all these little rabbit trails, but I'm going through it. So how am I doing?
I think you're doing just fine. It's very difficult to hear there. But it sounds like you're going through lecture one of the first course of the Constitution class that we just did last Thursday. You're doing a very good job of it. Maybe I just need to retire.
Well, no, that's not the point. I think it's just, I guess, and I think this is a great conversation because I've been through this course three times now, and this is the third time that I've gone through it. Now, what's interesting is I'm showing people this is how simple it is. I get it. It's totally easy. That's all I have to do is make reference to our founding documents.
That's it. That's all you have to do.
What's difficult about that? I mean, I can always tell if a stick is crooked by laying a straight one next to it, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
It's not that difficult.
When you go swimming and you're going underwater, you got to bring an oxygen tank. Otherwise, you're going to die. In America, we think we can just live because we're still breathing. But really, we're dying. We're losing our freedoms on a daily basis because we're not following the instruction manual that was given to us to help run the freest system of government that we've ever experienced. In at least modern history, maybe not Israel of old, but darn close to it, and that's the pattern that God gave us, and that's what we need to stick to.
Absolutely. So you're out at the state of Minnesota here, the Minnesota State Fair, and is there a lot of people? I know it's 99 degrees in the state of Minnesota. So what is some of the response that you're getting from the people out there, Jake?
Well, a lot of the response is, when you speak to people just about our mission, for example, and you start to talk about the fact that there's a price of freedom and identifying that, we have countless veterans that come across our area here and say, thank you so much. That is true. That's something being denied from the kids. And from people just in general, when you realize the sacrifice has been paid, you value it a little bit more. And that's the problem with entitlements nowadays. Speaking of the Constitution, they're unjustifiable. General welfare is in the Constitution. Specific welfare is not. But when people see that there's no price to be paid, they don't value it. And these veterans are coming back, who a lot of them have seen their friends die. A lot of them have been injured or received, you know, numerous problems in their life as a result of them laying down their all for our country. And they can identify with the fact that that's the message that we're bringing to the next generation and to the generations that exist. They're very appreciative of it. We got some testimonies that we took videos of yesterday just about folks, average people just walking past the booth and literally just talking to one of our street team members for 5-10 minutes and opening their hearts and their minds to an idea and a concept that has to do with Bible relevance and also with the Constitution and saying, wow, this conversation has just transformed my life. So those are the type of things that are happening down here. And I encourage anybody, find somebody who is unknowledgeable and speak to them, because that's typically the type of response you're going to get.
Well, Ab, I think the thing is really, and I've said this a million times, and I do this on the radio all across the country, is when people, you know, they sit there and they magnify the problems and the dilemma. Oftentimes they bring up the younger generation, and then you got to say, well, wisdom is justified by your children who raised up them children. You can't complain about the fact that you are the one that grew them up into what you're complaining about today. And so in saying that, I always tell them the answer to America's dilemma is to show them the price, and they almost literally sit back and say, I mean, they're dumbfounded. What do you mean show them the price? You have to show them the price of their freedoms. And when they see the awful price of their freedoms and the sacrifice that was actually laid forth on the altar for their freedoms, I'll tell you what, that is the power of the Holy Ghost, where he comes in the natural to give us spiritual understanding so we can understand what Christ did for us. And by the way, you got those teachers out there. And I was actually talking to Chase yesterday, the street team leader out at the state of Minnesota. And he said, them t-shirts go like hotcakes. Can you read one of those t-shirts?
Yep, on the front it says, what is the price of your freedom? And it has the picture of Iwo Jima, where the men are pushing up the flag. We also had the privilege of interviewing that man before he died. He lived in Bloomington, the last survivor of that. But it said, what is the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran. And then in the back it says, what is the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God. Signifying that there is no liberty, there's no goodness, there's no happiness without first sacrifice. Whether that comes from Christ or our veterans who follow his example, and we have the liberty we have in America.
Yeah, and what happens when you actually show them that? I mean, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about what takes place up the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington Cemetery, how kids come up, they're cutting up, laughing, making jokes, and all of a sudden they begin to pay attention to the price paid for their freedoms. And they, you know, these guards that guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier say that those kids will leave changed in 15 minutes. And why is that? Because they didn't realize that people take serious as to, again, the price paid for their freedoms. And once the American people see the price paid for their freedoms, we're not going to tolerate what we see. And we are going to be a free nation because of it. And that's what we have to get back to. And I think that's what we're missing in this country. But, Jake, outside of that, you got 20 seconds. Fill it with words.
Well, I think I would encourage anybody to join us out here at the fair, Dan Patch and Cooper. Right across the street from the DFL booth. I'm looking at it right now, so we've got plenty of ministry opportunity. And we're also behind Spaghetti Eddie. So if you come out here, I know it's hot, but come check out the booth and hang out with us for a minute and just reach people. That's what this is all about.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Jake, the other guy, Sons of Liberty, yep, out at the state. He's actually at the state fair in Minnesota here doing the booth right now. And there's actually 1.7 to 1.8 million people that are walking in front of that booth this year. So we have a lot of opportunity. I believe it's the only Christian organization that's out there. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong. That's actually out in the crossway speaking with people as they walk by. We're tracking them. We're having conversations with people. We're engaging conversation because it does matter, friends. And we've been out there for almost 8 years. So if you're out in the state of Minnesota and you're a listener, go to the Minnesota State Fair. We're on Dan Patch. And what's that cross street stuff? Cooper, Dan Patch and Cooper were right on the corner there. Again, we've been out there for about 8 years. We've reached hundreds of thousands of people. And again, take some time to go out there and say hey to the other guy. And again, thank you for calling in, Jake. We've been talking about the American view, friends. of land and government. And I want to make one more point, and we'll get back to this tomorrow. And I want to bring the correlation, and I want you to understand this. Read your founding documents, the Bible, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of the United States of America. Know where you came from, so then, my friends, you'll know where you're going. But listen to Harriet Tubman again. She said, I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew that they were slaves. I freed 1,000 slaves if I could have freed. She said, I could have freed 1,000 more if they knew that they were slaves. Friends, you are not a free people. You may think you are, but the more knowledge you get, the more that you'll understand that you are not. Boy, that's a little bit of a confused thought, isn't it? I don't mean to do that. Oh, please forgive me. We had Michael from Texas just dropped a call. Sorry about that, my friends. We get emails throughout the radio program. We do appreciate your phone calls. Love your feedback. I want to make one more point. And it was number four. We're talking about the disconnect that causes dissension, chaos, and unhappiness and can lead to unrest. And instead of actually operating through the structure is the American and Christian government in which we've been given, our practices are communist and pagan, which only shows that the American people hold the truth and unrighteousness. They complain about what they tolerate. Many attribute the failure of the American Constitutional Republic to the churches. Of course it's the church's fault. Of course it's the church's fault. Because you have 300,000 pulpits that are the greatest advocates of the homosexuals and to the abortion industry known to mankind. Why? Because they say nothing. They speak not out against the sins of man before a just and a holy God. When Christ said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God's, he gave the state a legitimacy it had never been before enjoyed and set bounds to that it never yet been acknowledged. And he not only delivered the precept, precept is that which is trusted, entrusted unto you by God, friends, but he also forged the instrument to execute it. To limit the power of the state ceased to be the hope of patient, ineffectual philosophers, and become the perpetual charge of a universal church. Ooh, I like that. Who said that? Lord Acton, in a speech delivered February 26, 1877. So the basic principles of law, Old Testament, which is Torah, to direct, to point out, to lead, New Testament, nomos, commandment or assignment from higher authority. Law is, from Webster's 1828, a rule of conduct backed by force, not just custom, based on a higher moral authority. And what we'll do is we got to consider what Blackstone said, William Blackstone. He said, man considered as a creature must necessarily be subject to the laws of his creator, for he is entirely a dependent being. And consequently, as man depends absolutely upon his maker for everything, it is necessary that he should, in all points, conform to his maker's will. Of course. We don't want to be at odds with our maker. No. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Friends, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, love you by what we'll do. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.